cattle futures bounded higher Thursday. The nation's restaurants remain in a healthy position, according to the latest index. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped in the Northern Plains and Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon. So far, in the Southern Plains this week, live sales were $1 to $2 lower at $124 a hundredweight. Even so, cattle futures rallied sharply higher on Thursday. Along with presumed technical support, the most plausible explanation is chatter about the U.S. and China nearing a trade deal and the notion that once done, domestic commodities will reap significant benefit. There are lots of assumptions involved in that scenario and plenty betting on them. Except for 50 cents higher in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.94 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.85 higher across a range of 85 cents to 285 higher. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 6 to 7 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and weak on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 60 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $226.74 a hundredweight. Select was 61 cents lower at $218.36. Thursday's rally in cattle futures added optimism to the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold $2 to $6 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where 4,043 head were on offer. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 750 traded $6 higher and then steady at heavier weights. Steer calves sold $3 to $5 higher, while heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher. Through mid-session, feeder steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds were selling mostly $2 to $5 higher at Pratt Livestock Auction in Kansas, where an estimated 4,500 head were on offer. There were instances of $10 to $12 higher on some loads. Feeder heifers traded unevenly steady, with instances of $4 higher on some 7 weights. Feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold mostly steady. Feeder heifers traded steady to $3 higher, with the advance at 800 to 900 pounds. There are 3,665 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, $5 higher at 500 to 550, $1 to $2 higher at 6.5 to 7.5, $9 higher at 800 to 850 pounds. The hole in the market was $4 lower for steers weighing 600 to 650. Likewise, feeder heifers traded mostly higher, $7 higher at 500 to 550, steady to $5 higher at 600 to 700 pounds, $7 higher at 750 to 800, and $6 higher at 850 to 900 pounds. There were 1,368 head on offer. Other than higher for the Dow, major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Thursday. Primary support seemed to be the aforementioned chatter that the U.S. and China are getting close to announcing a trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 166 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 5 points higher, and the NASDAQ was down 3 points. The health of the nation's restaurants continues to be positive based on the latest Restaurant Performance Index, or RPI, from the National Restaurant Association, although the overall index did decline slightly in February month-to-month to 101.1. The index measures the health of the restaurant industry relative to a neutral level of 100. According to NRA, index values above 100 indicate the key industry indicators are in a period of expansion, while index values below 100 represent a period of contraction for key industry indicators. Further, according to the latest report, while restaurant operators continue to report positive same-store sales in February, customer traffic turned negative for the first time in 5 months. Specifically, 37% of restaurant operators reported year-over-year increased customer traffic in February, while 44% reported a decline. Although 50% of operators expect their sales to be higher in 6 months, the highest level in over a year, their outlook for the overall economy remains uncertain, say the folks at NRA. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of April. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.